Уважаемый господин председатель.
Distinguished Mr. Chairman, the Russian Federation believes that existing international law, including IHL, has some very important restrictions that fully cover systems, weapon systems that have high degrees of autonomy, and that these restrictions do not need any modernization or adaptation to the specific features of these weapon systems. For example, such restrictions are as follows. It is unacceptable to have indiscriminate and disproportionate use of laws or their use against civilians, and also without taking precautionary measures to protect civilians. Also, any military use of laws should be carried out in line with the principle of proportionality between military needs and the damage inflicted. The taking of a decision on the advisability, forms, and methods of the use of so-called laws is something that is done by a human being who plans the military operation and is preparing scenarios for missions for the use of such systems. The universal nature of different obligations has been confirmed by the high membership to the Additional Protocol 1, 1977, to the Geneva Conventions of 1949. Membership is of almost 180. And we would welcome the further broadening of the, or expansion of the membership. And moreover, the obligations that I've mentioned are considered by a number of countries, including those who did not accede to that document, as norms of common law that should be applied regardless of the fact whether the state is a party to Additional Protocol 1 or not. As we have said earlier, the obligation to carry out legal reviews does not mean that the state should take into account all the possible scenarios for the unprincipled use of different types of weapons and on that basis ban them as not being in compliance with IHL. The risk of any such abuses can take place in connection with any type of weapon, regardless of the level of its autonomy, and should be counterbalanced through the use of other procedures that would provide for the personal responsibility for the act committed. We also like to recall that, regardless of the level of autonomy, a weapon system is developed by human beings, and therefore no legal capacity can be attributed to the machine. It is clear that one cannot extrapolate to weapon systems the moral norms that are at the heart of IHL, and one cannot insist on compliance in this case. The responsibility for the use of so-called laws, as has been said on numerous occasions, lies with a human being. Such an approach is applicable to all types of weapon systems, means, and methods of military action. This is why any justification of a preventive ban of laws using moral foundations of IHL is fraught with an unnecessary fragmentation of the existing legal regulation and will inevitably lead to the artificial division of weapons into good weapons and bad weapons. In this connection, the Russian Federation believes that international law, including IHL, is fully applicable to so-called laws and doesn't need any modernization or adaptation to these weapon systems. We're against the development here in the GG of any legally binding international instrument on laws or the introduction of any moratorium on the development and the use of such systems or technologies used for their creation. We find that any discussions on a code of conduct related to laws as premature. Thank you.